The CKHZ News Update was created in honor of World Water Day on March 22nd, which underscores the importance of fresh water and the need for its protection, as well as access to clean water worldwide. A small group of community members gathered to watch Cortez Island stream keepers release nearly 20,000 chum salmon fry into Whaletown Creek on Saturday afternoon. Chum salmon eggs from the Klamath Nation hatchery had been placed securely into the stream within a specialized metal case in December. The hatchlings fed on the nutrients in the yolk sac attached to their bodies, growing to about an inch in length in 3 months. By late March, the fish needed to be released so they could hunt for food like aquatic insects and gradually make their way from the creek to the estuary, then the bay, and finally into the open ocean. Cease Robinson, one of the volunteer stream keepers, estimated there was a very low mortality rate of 5%, probably due to the unseasonably cold winter.
We released, 20,000 chum eggs, and the mortality was really low. It was terrific, so probably 19,000, something like that. And they'll be back in 4 years, hopefully a whole bunch. You know, the survival is not great by our standards. It's perhaps 1%, but that's still a few hundred fish, we hope, which is a lot compared with what's been happening in recent history in Whaletown Creek. We haven't seen more than 30 fish here returning in the fall for years. Really, since the culvert went in underneath the road, the little pipe, the fish couldn't really get through that. The coho can, but the chum could not. So now that there's a great big arch culvert, they can get past the road like they used to. The creek is there waiting for them. We know from history that it can support hundreds of fish, so hopefully there will once again be hundreds of fish soon.
And what is the time of year that you come and check to see the fish coming back in?
They usually show up in the bay in early October and come up the creek somewhere towards late October.
Robinson had invited a special guest to offer blessings for the tiny chum.
We had a friend from Off-Island, a First Nations friend, that gave them a proper send-off in the language that they understand.
Joey Ojek from Nipissing Territory spoke traditional Anishinaabe prayers and sang an Anishinaabe water song before the fish were released into the wild. Ojek said the song varies in tempo to represent the changing flow of water as well as life. Most folks in attendance were parents with youngsters, and the kids got to hold a few fish at a time in clear plastic cups for a closer look. Zylie Schmidt said it was fun.
So what happened today?
We saw the baby fishies. I held them in a little plastic cup.
And then when you let them go, you sang a little song, right?
Yeah, I sang a little song. I wish them well.
Are you glad you came today?
Yeah.
The stream keepers will be doing similar releases in other creeks around the island in the coming weeks.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.